views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in. Feel free to call 1-800-930-2819. We are happy to take your calls and shift some energy for you. And today, I'm excited to have a new guest on my show, and we're going to be talking about unwrapping your intuitive gifts. So Michelle Eskdale is an advanced angel empowerment trainer. She's a certified crystal healer and a Reiki master, and she's also founder of moonlightworkers.ca. And we all have gifts to share that we were given in order to navigate this lifetime, and many of us have suppressed these gifts. And as we are unsure of how, you know, we are going to be taken by other people, not wanting to appear weird, flaky, or spooky, I think it's too late, Michelle. So okay. Michelle has been told that she is flaky and spooky at times, but it's not stopping her from coming on this show or using her gifts on a daily basis. And so, Michelle, you have really good advice for people. Be brave, because tuning into your gifts will bring grace and ease moving through your life. Welcome to The Truth is Funny. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And so, hey, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, thank you. I've actually been working with my gifts on a more professional level for about the last 8 years. I'm a single mom of two teenage boys, and I actually have the privilege of working with my gifts on a full-time basis to support my family and make wonderful connections.
I know it's this is what I like to share with people on this show. You know, every way I can with as many people as I can about it, showcasing the wonderful gifts that each of the people that comes on the radio show to speak, and then also the listeners calling in and sharing with us their issues, so that, you know, and what we find here on The Truth is Funny is it is funny.
Absolutely.
And you and I were talking. We have many things in common. You're from Canada?
I am,
the prairies.
Actually. Yeah, in Calgary for the last 30 years.
Wow, okay. And where were you originally born?
Well, I was born in Winnipeg, so I'm definitely a prairie girl. Yeah.
You are. I moved from the prairies 3 years ago, and I'm now in Kelowna, BC. And I just wanted, because I've had a lot of people emailing me and phoning and texting and, you know, did I survive the flood? Yep.
Yep.
I almost had to build an ark, but last week in Kelowna here, we had like a very kind of tricky situation, because they were expecting a 200 year disaster, like never to have unprecedented amounts of water in over 200 years in this area. And there was a big thunderstorm coming through the mountains, and it created a flood, you know, on May 6th. And a lot of people's properties were affected that were close to creeks and that. And because I have a spring running through my property, you know, I was keeping watch. But when I tested it energetically, I got that, no, I wasn't going to flood, and neither was the area. And, you know, that's what dragon energy is about. It's about moving weather. And so we can, you know, there's so many things we can do with this work. You are trained in crystal. Crystals, tell us about that. What, you know,
Gosh. Well, I mean, I think we all have an attraction to shiny things. We have this natural, you know, raven and crow energy around us that we are always attracted to shiny things, especially with crystals. And because I'm also a Virgo, I'm very logical. I wanted to help out or start working in a friend's metaphysical store, Friends and Gems, at the Crossroads Market in Calgary. And I felt I needed to be able to explain to people, like to help them understand how the crystals can actually bring their bodies back into resonance. And with the resonance is the healing. So not only are they beautiful and shiny and everybody wants them, you're actually being intuitively drawn to work with crystal energy by just that attraction to specific crystals.
It's funny, isn't it? Because the crystals actually choose us.
Yes, they do.
You know, like when you walk into a place that's full of crystals and there'll be one that stands out and it starts talking to you.
Yes.
It's like, okay, you're going to take that home. It's like going to, you know, get a puppy.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't shop if you're not going to buy, right? I finally was working enough with energy to get to the point where I don't have to buy the big, crazy, large, expensive ones because size with crystals doesn't matter other than aesthetics, right? So.
Yeah, well, I mean, some bigger crystals are absolutely gorgeous. And I mean, I love them. Having said that, yeah, I focused because when I started painting my dragon oracle 10 years ago, the very first one is Ange Excisia, and she was talking about that she's the queen, and she's got 86 different crystals imprinted on her. Actually has crystals, you know, in all my paintings, but I've kind of, you know, energetically put this energy of the crystals into the paintings and into the energy correcting cards, because that's what crystals can do. And
absolutely.
Do you find that with the crystals, what happens is like they, if you're doing energy work, they can soften the energy and make it
absolutely, or amplify as necessary. I think that when you ask the crystal to do a specific job, we may not know what the client needs. But the crystal seems to know just the right energy, just the right temperance of that energy to fully assist the person that they're working for.
Yeah, and like Ange says that she laid every egg on earth that became the crystal veins. And then when she accomplished that goal, she's honored throughout the multiverse for all her good work here. And once she completed that, then she was able to have a real dragon baby.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that's the story I have. And she sits on a generator, and she's from the Patagonia Mountains in Brazil. So I guess she's the card that wants to speak today, because I usually do pick a card from my deck these days. And, you know, I love that you're into this crystal energy. And we do have a caller that has been patiently waiting, but I wanted to give you a chance to kind of, you know, let people know what it is, you know, that you work with crystals, you work with angels. You're right up my alley.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, so I've been a metaphysical hoarder for most of my life. Basically could open a crystal store with, you know, books and decks and all sorts of great stuff right here at home. And I was always questing for what was that one thing that would make me feel like I was truly on my path. And I had the privilege of being at an International Angel Day here in Calgary and heard Cindy Smith and Jaden Sterling speak. And we did a guided meditation. I was one of those who says, I can't meditate. And somehow the message came through to me loud and clear, this is what you're meant to do. And when that started for me, I'm very, very logical. So it was really difficult for me to
interpret. But you're a Virgo.
I am a Virgo, yes. That says it all, doesn't it?
I have to interrupt you because we need to go for a break. But when we come back, I'm just going to get you to finish this story because those aha moments that we have,
yes.
That is kind of what we are wanting for everyone around us, you know, to feel that. Such a good feeling, isn't it?
It is. It is amazing to be told what your purpose is.
Yeah, and to really get it. This is where I'm going to go and step into that fully. And so let's put that energy out there before we go to break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful, creative, crystal queen guest today, Michelle. When we return, we will we'll let you finish your story and we'll take this first caller, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Michelle Exdale. And Michelle, I just want you to continue telling your story because it's like that aha moment. I just want to know, what did that feel like for you?
Oh my gosh, it was so like earth shifting. It really was. It was that I felt I'd been on this quest my whole life. And I find that a lot of people in their, starting into their 40s especially, start looking for that thing that makes them happy. And this was it for me. It was just absolutely monumental. And the universe and my team, everything's conspired to start giving me opportunities. When I took my training as an angel empowerment practitioner, that's when I realized that I was in my own way, and I had to learn to really trust all that intuitive information that was flowing to me and learn to kind of differentiate from, you know, when your ego might be talking you out of things or when your logic is getting in the way of what actually feels right to do. So shifting everything around that, moved into a state of, you know, financial comfort, just to the point where I wasn't worrying about money anymore, and was able to, so darn passionate about the idea that people just don't realize that they've already got all these gifts in them to work with. I mean, that team.
I love you, Michelle. Yet. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
because
we got our team talking to us all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell this to people all the time, like when they come to my seminars, is actually just reminding them that this is, you know, a possibility, okay? And we can open up to these. And I just would like for you to share your contact information so that we don't forget, because we have a caller and then we start doing energy work and then we forget to say who we are and how to reach us.
Oh, I know. It's you get a little bit high on this experience, that's for sure. So I am available on Facebook under Moonlight Workers is the page. In addition, I've got my website, moonlightworkers.ca. I am also on Skype, on Twitter and Instagram and a few other places like that, and all these things are linked to each other. My website, though, is the best place to get class information, learn a little bit more about me and why I'm so passionate about what I do. And so you know, if you have any questions, you can email me directly to moonlightworkers@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you. And I know you're going to be out at the New Earth Expo in Calgary and also in Red Deer. Our good friend Gail Stamp is been working on this project, and wow, she's like a powerful energy mover herself. The New Earth Expo was something that she wanted to bring to life. I think it was how many years ago now? Do you know?
I'd go with three. I was thinking
2014. Yeah, I was thinking so also. And this is your complete body, mind, spirit connection. And her goal is to bring the very best of eco-friendly, holistic, alternative medicine and spiritual lifestyles. And the New Earth Expo, I'm proud to say I'm a sponsor of that. It's in Calgary, Alberta. It'll be September 29th to October 1st at Stampede Park at the Big Four Building Hall in Red Deer, Alberta, October 13th. 15th. I won't be at the one at those because I also have seminars happening here in Kelowna. So September 29th, October, I'm having my first layer two seminar. So, but you know, if you're in the Alberta area, you're going to be at both of these, are you not?
Absolutely. I've been working with Gail since she first started this, and it's not your typical psychic fair. It is absolutely the most beautiful energy. Lots of great people through the doors, lots of things to look at, and I've been excited to be involved in every single one of her shows here in Alberta so far. So I love Gail. She's just a delightful force to be reckoned with.
Yes, and so we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting, Brian. Do we have someone from Toronto I'm seeing?
Yes, we do. It's Allison from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to our program today, my friend.
Hello.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Colette. Can you hear
Are
me?
Are you there?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. What can Michelle and I do for you today?
Well, hi, Colette. Hi, Michelle. I have a problem with my neck. And I'm feeling like everything, things are good. So I feel good, except for my neck is giving me about a 7 of trouble. And do you
okay.
need to know more about it?
Can you tell me what the problem with your neck is?
Yeah.
Is it, are you in, or is it?
It feels like I've got too much energy in it. And but when I notice it mostly is when I lie down to go to sleep, and it shakes. I mean, it's kind of awful. It's like, you know, shaking sort of.
Okay,
so that I can
not
hear
getting
it.
This. I'm not. You said it bothers you about a seven, but I'm not getting that this is coming up on a physical level. And so,
sorry,
I'm
you're
going
not getting
to,
what? I'm missing
talk
a few
about
words
that for.
From...
Brian, perhaps if the caller, I think what's happening is she is listening to the radio at the same time as she's on.
All right.
We're just going to give it a second. Michelle, I'm just going to ask you, Michelle, what are you picking up around this? Because I could feel your energy here.
Sorry. I'm kind of poking my energy over there too. So what I'm really picking up here is this has got a lot to do with throat chakra energy and things getting trapped in the heart energy. So really and essential to be speaking her truth with love and supporting that throat chakra with working with blue crystals and her team to help her to phrase things, you know, in a loving way, but to really get them off her chest.
Yeah, totally 100%. Allison, that's what I was picking up is throat chakra energy. It's not surprising because I've been working on this throat chakra dragon for the last 4 or 5 months. And in the last week or so, I've really been getting a lot of that energy. And so what is happening is the energy is very strong. People wanting to speak out, as Michelle said, from their heart. And feeling that energy trapped. And so I just check with you now, Allison, and see if you're noticing a difference when we say this to you.
All of that I'm doing. And I write poetry and I'm about to publish something. So all of it is, I'm very aware of all of that. And it's real for me. I feel like there's some other thing that's stuck there, though.
Well, what's coming up is for me as soon as what a lot of people at the solar plexus, there's a weakness there with you right now, and that is like being able to. I call it kind of like the bottleneck where the energy from the, the survival and the creativity, it kind of gets stuck there before it can get to your heart all the way.
Yes.
And there's different levels of that. And I'm perceiving that you have been actively pursuing opening your, you know, these channels. And it's not, it's just that what I'm getting is that you've come to a different level now. And quite often when people are working with me or they're on this radio show, they'll say, oh, I thought I already worked through all that. But as we are very complicated beings, human beings, and we operate on many existences, time, space, and dimensions, there's always like another layer that can come in on a spiritual level or on a, a soul level that is the push for you to open your heart even bigger and open yourself up and even speak from that place at an even higher vibration than you were before. And I'm getting that energy that's in your throat is your masculine and feminine energy, kind of machine. What you were saying is that, you know, how people thinking that they can't make money from their heart, like if they're doing their heart's work. Do you want to just, what are your thoughts
does,
on that?
Does play into it as well. Well, what I'm kind of saying and did is before she really started to talk about what was going on, you know, when the physical manifestation was that there's a bit of a burden and, you know, holding down the muscles in the neck and the shoulders, an emotional burden or a responsibility that may be making her feel pressure. And that might be getting in the way of actually helping her cultivate this, you know, that heart, open heart energy and knowing that as she brings up that solar plexus level to a feeling of deserving and being worthy and stops taking responsibility or letting responsibility be a burden, that can really help that energy move more successfully up and down the spine and through the chakras.
So if you hang on there, Allison, because we need to go to a quick break here, we'll check in with you and Michelle, and I'll work on this a little bit. Break. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. And you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and T-A-I-L-S, talesfromthevector.com, if you're interested in energy correcting cards. The paintings are now available, but unfortunately, the site that was dealing with the handling of my paintings has to be revamped. So you can email me directly at info@thetruthisfunny.com if you're interested in paintings for now. And we'll be back right after this short break. 1-800-930-2819. Shift your life story into better. We'll be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Michelle here with me, and we are talking about intuition. We're working with Allison on the phone. Before we get Allison back on, I just wanted to mention there's two things that I wanted to say on the show today. When I'm working with people and they're doing really good work, I like to promote them. And my good friends, Isabelle and Jean-Jacques Fouchette from France, are working on a project of where they use a different mix of ceramic and titanium, and they have a 3D printer to make implants particularly dental implants now, and also they're working with one of the big university hospitals in Paris right now, and they are on a fundraising drive. So if you go to either The Truth Is Funny with Colette, my Facebook page, or you go to my personal Colette Marie Stephan Facebook page, it's ZD Lab. And I have it posted there, and you can go and you can vote for them. And the more votes that they get, you're allowed to vote every day. And the more votes that they get, the more likely they are going to be able to receive funding. And the important thing about this work is this, that this mix actually allows the meridians to run through the implant, and it allows it to mesh with the bone, and the rate of rejection would be vastly, vastly reduced. So a big thumbs up to those guys. If you feel inclined to go vote for them, please do. And the other project that I am involved in that I really wanted to highlight today, and I keep forgetting, is the Kelowna at borderfreebees.com. And so that's K-E-L-O-W-N-A at borderfreebees.com. And we are creating a nectar trail that leads up to the Pyramid Winery. And I want to thank Gabe Sipes a couple weeks ago. He did an amazing tour and showed us, you know, their project with their organic and biodynamic growing. And so this bee project is to support the bees and their and all the pollinators on a trail going through up to the pyramid, where they make organic wine. They have their chickens, their roosters. It's quite the amazing project. So I just wanted to mention that. And then I wanted to check in with Allison right now and just see how you're feeling, Allison.
Well, the thing about the bees just kind of sent me into a sort of a bliss state.
You gotta love bees.
I love bees, and I was a bee once, so I relate to that strongly. But how do I feel? I guess I'm still concerned about it. Maybe down about four, okay. But it comes back every night when I go to bed.
The concern is a little bit less. And Michelle, you had some words of advice, like you wanted to share with Allison some of the crystals that she could maybe use. So will you please let her know?
Oh, absolutely. So one of my favorite throat chakra stones for working with, you know, freeing up any blockages or things like that may be happening would be blue lace agate. It's really, really pretty. I carry a piece in my bra. The reason we have those little pockets in the bra is not to, you know, imprint our figure. It's actually to hide our crystals. So that way, if you don't feel like wearing jewelry, you've already got your crystals with you.
Oh, my goodness, Michelle, I love you. Are you Russian by any chance?
Oh, no. Actually, I'm kind of Scottish, but, you know, I'm diverse. The other thing that's really, really crucial, Allison, that I think would be so beneficial is there's a great stone called rainbow fluorite. So it's in purple and green,
I know
and
it.
Blue, and it's just a lovely, lovely
yes,
stone.
Yes, I know it.
And one of its primary
abilities
is helping to mend muscle, joint, and bone pain. I actually accidentally cured whiplash in 5 days by sleeping with rainbow fluorite.
Mm. Yeah, and this
wasn't
is what
the purpose right? It just happened.
Yeah, so we're going to strengthen that. You know, I love our little crystal friends. Like you said, the little one. And the power that they have, and that's kind of we're going to strengthen that for you, Allison, and thank you for calling in, and do feel free to contact either of us and let us know how you're doing. I'm getting that you're just operating at a much higher vibration than you're used to, and it's kind of as
that's
soon as
I feel
the bees. It's kind of like that buzz, buzz, buzz.
That's what I feel.
Your bees
it's like
are very,
I'm turning into crystal.
Yeah.
Colette?
Okay, there you go.
Every few words. I'm losing every few words that you say. Even when I listen to the radio these days, I lose like every third or fourth word.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on, but it wasn't it wasn't like that before. Just to let you know. Anyway, thank you very much.
Coming up is this is Okay, so I'm going to explain something to you. When people call into my radio show quite often, the vibration gets very high. And, you know, because we're dealing with electromagnetics, it sometimes will do that with people. So we're going to strengthen you to every word you use being an impeccable use of the words, and also not having to use more words to explain yourself is what's coming up. And I want to thank you for calling in, and do feel free to contact Michelle or I and let us know how you're doing with this. It feels like it's starting to shift for you already. And I'm just getting that at night before you go to sleep, you know, put some tension into your body and strengthen yourself to all the events of the day and everything that you appreciated about your day. So as you're dozing off, you're into this state of appreciation. And that keeps us in a stronger way when we're sleeping for our subconscious and unconscious mind to bring up memories of times, existences. That's quite often what dreams are about, that will allow us to wake up feeling more refreshed and more in the heart. And so thank you for calling in. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Michelle, because we were wanting to talk a little bit more about how do you know what your intuitive gifts are? So tell us about that.
It's a really funny thing, actually. When we're born, we come in with all of our gifts fully intact. And that's what you see in kids these days, where you see that amazing imagination. We call it imagination. Talking to their imaginary friends, things like that. Little children giggling at something you can't see that's in the, you know, the corner of their room. Those sorts of energies we are kind of trained out of really paying attention to, because they're not logical and they won't help conform when we're in our younger years. And so we'll often kind of be talked out of believing in things we can't see or that we can't substantiate in a logical way. So what you'll find, though, is that if you're someone who's easily giving people advice, and you might even be going, oh my gosh, I don't know where that came from, you know, somebody asks your opinion and you just kind of blow something, this is often your clairaudience, for example, one of the easiest ones for us to tune into. What it is trusting that what you're hearing, you're not making up. Because I think a lot of us really go, oh, well, that couldn't possibly be true. I'm just making stuff up.
So the more crazy it is, generally, the more off the topic it is, the more accurate it is. And,
yes.
And that's because if you ask a logical question and you expect to get a logical answer, you'll just get another question.
Exactly.
And so the mind will chase after. And the mind is about thinking, and the heart is about feeling.
True. So working with the intuitive side, you're actually tying the heart to a portion of what's going on in your head so that you can better navigate. I mean, you've got clairaudience, which is to hear what's not actually being spoken aloud to you, or to pick up on clues of others speaking around you. You know, you're thinking of something, and you walk past a conversation, and it seems so weirdly coincidental. If you believe in coincidences, you're missing out on small miracles, because that's your team trying to answer you in a way you'll connect with that message, right?
I talk about this a lot, about how the funny things, the funny ways that the universe likes to let us know.
Well, yes. And I mean, I think one of the most important things that we don't do is ask. We have to be asking to be helped, to have, you know, clarification or insight, or, you know, even just show me where to go, right? And allowing those pictures that come into your mind, actually paying attention to those things. If we're not asking, then we're not really fully utilizing these beautiful gifts we've been given to tune in and help ourselves along our path.
Yeah, and I love how this is a beautiful thing. Like it when the universe will show us in so many ways, in so many funny ways, the question, the answers we want for to our questions. And a lot of the times, if we miss it, it's just because we aren't paying attention fully, because our mind will come in and say, you know, like you said, it can't be that simple. And, you know, as you said, you know, curing your whiplash accidentally, you know, by just sleeping with rainbow fluorite, which is not just sleeping with someone. Rainbow fluorite is a pretty special stone.
Absolutely.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We're going to take another short break here. And when we come back, Michelle and I are going to share more ways to step into this intuitiveness and have fun doing it. We'll be right back after this short break and we'll make some more shit happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the deepening retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And so we're going to talk about this resistance. Okay, so when we talk about resistance and shifting energy, we have it's not a resistance that someone is having a not wanting to shift into a better place, but it's a resistance to the love in the heart is what's coming up. And so we're going to strengthen that for everybody out there. You and I were talking, we have to share the information so that you can tell people about these three gifts. So can you please share those with us?
Oh, absolutely. So from a very high level, I mean, and you can go to my website and I can send you a copy of our ebook, The 10 Steps to Knowing Your Intuitive Self, by just subscribing to the newsletter so that you can have this all in writing and get caught up. So clairvoyance is the ability to see that which is not right in front of your face. Your angels and your team like to give you messages by leaving coins or repetitive numbers or a number of other things like that. The trick is to just pay attention to, why am I seeing this feather? What was I just thinking about? You know, what kind of an affirmation is that for me? Clairaudience is the ability to hear that which may not be the spoken word directly to you. So what you hear in that conversation in your head, that's often your team. Sometimes ego gets in the way and creates resistance to listening, so we have to try to let it flow and see what happens. Clairsentience is feeling, clear feeling. So everyone has this, and they all know it as their gut instinct or their gut feeling about things. It comes up in goosebumps or chills down the spine or good warm feelings in the heart area.
Mm.
When you think of something and it's a nice, oh my goodness, yes, I can feel that that's for me because it makes my heart feel warm. Or you meet someone and you know immediately, oh, my gut doesn't feel good about that person, right? So we're all actively using clairsentience, but we just don't know it for it being one of your intuitive gifts.
And I love that, you know, like I was talking, I didn't realize that we were already on the air. And so I want to talk about my teleshifting event coming up because of the difference in the signs and the difference that it makes in people's lives. Quite often, if we're born in a certain time of year, or even if we're not born in that time of year, if we have a lot of different houses in that time of year, it'll bring up issues. And quite often these are very similar and they're in a general level. And so I have that teleshifting call every third Thursday, and you can sign up for that and just buy them singly, or you can buy the whole package and then you get a discount. And so you can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. And then also I'm going to be at the Laurel Packing House at the Holistic Fair, and it's the Holistic and Psychic Fair with Cindy Lee Yelland. We're going to have the Dragons there. That's on Sunday, May 21st, 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Oh my goodness, there's so much happening on out there right now. Bill Little, that was on my show a couple weeks ago, who's also going to be at the New Earth Expo, September 29th to October 1st, 2017. That will be in Calgary, and then you'll be there also, Michelle. And then October, you're going to also be in Red Deer, and we have like 1 minute left. I'm glad we got those different gifts out there for people so that they can understand that they may be feeling their intuitiveness in a different way than the person next to them. Any last words before we get off the air here, Michelle?
Well, thank you, Colette. I'm so excited to have been here today. One of the really neat things I'm working on right now is actually doing my courses online. I love doing courses in person, but coming soon, you'll be able to work with me and with the guidance and passion that I can bring to helping you learn about your gifts and really unwrap them. So if you know, want to subscribe to the newsletter, then you'll know when those courses are online and you'll get links to check them out as well, just in case we can't meet up face-to-face.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show. And thank you, Brian. Thank you, Allison, for calling in from Toronto, Canada. And we'll be back next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time with Mr. Leroy Malouf. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.